Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's listen to the Bible together and hear what God is saying to us today. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 6. Wounds from a sincere friend are better than many kisses from an enemy. Surely we've all had moments when friends have said something to us which has made us go, ouch! Perhaps they were giving us a loving warning or strongly disagreeing with our opinion. The ouch was real, but when we got over it, we realised that they said it because they cared. That doesn't mean that they were necessarily right, of course, but the reason they spoke to us in the way that they did was because of friendship. Superficially, it's nicer to be kissed than to receive a wound. But the writer of Proverbs makes the point that what really matters is where the kiss or the wound come from. If an enemy kisses you, it might feel nice for a moment, but it's a lie. There's no love or commitment behind it, and you're much better off without it. A wound that comes from a sincere friend is infinitely more valuable. Speaking truth is never an easy matter. We're continually tempted to try to make people like us by saying the things that they want to hear. All our instincts are to avoid confrontation by not saying the things that we know they don't want to hear. But God's intention is that we should be speakers of truth. In the Apostle Paul's letter to the Ephesians, he was concerned for spiritual growth. He wanted his friends to become stronger in their faith and for the whole church to become stronger. He wrote that, as we speak the truth in love, we will, quote, in every way grow more and more like Christ, who is the head of the body, the church. Of course, it must never be our intention to wound anyone. That's a terrible idea. But the truth is so precious that we must make sure we don't keep it from our friends, even when it's going to hurt. And for the same reason, we must respond well when they share words of truth with us. Let me pray with you. Lord God, help us always to speak truth that is full of your love. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. You can also hear me on podcast at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.